Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, I'm not sure where this was posted. It looks like it was some street art. But somebody put this on a chalkboard somewhere out on the street. I figured it was worth reading. I thought it was pretty well laid out. Dear globalists, we the people have reviewed your proposal for the Great Reset, and we regret to inform you that we will have to decline at this time. Although we did find the free trial of the New World Order very interesting, we have decided instead to go with the Great Awakening. Yours sincerely, the human race. And while that is the case, the New World Order doesn't care what you say or think. It gets to dominate you, because that's what Nancy Pelosi said. That's their moral decision. That's their moral duty, is to run your life, because they're better than you, even though they're the biggest criminals in the world. But I wanted to go to this clip from Bloomberg. And you know, I was actually surprised. Normally, this Bloomberg host is pretty centrist. She mostly just does economic stuff. And I knew she was kind of a liberal based off some of her coverage. But she hasn't really let it be known. Normally, she's pretty just neutral when she does her coverage. But boy, did she come out of the closet for this interview with David Sacks, as she attacks relentlessly Ron DeSantis, and Sacks basically won't have any of it. Here was the Bloomberg interview with, I think her name is, I want to say Emily Brown. I forget her name, though. Anyway, normally pretty neutral. You wouldn't know what her politics were, but boy, she came out of the bag in this interview. Check it out.
I do want to ask you about the fundraiser you're hosting for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who obviously is a very divisive figure.
Pause it. See the propaganda there? DeSantis, obviously a divisive figure. No, you lie about Ron DeSantis. So they're never divisive. They lie, they contort, they demonize, they censor, but they're never divisive. Never them. They're never divisive. No. Only you're divisive. Only the people they disagree with are divisive. Only the opposition to them are divisive. Not them. Not them imposing mandates. Not them imposing their will. Not them lying about and demonizing you. No, they're never divisive. It's only you. And so, obviously divisive, Ron DeSantis. Just putting that out there as if it's a matter of fact. And it's not. But here you go. Continue.
When it comes to public health, I know that you don't necessarily agree with all of them, but why do you support such a divisive
candidate? So divisive, huh?
Especially given the global health crisis we are still facing.
Pause it right there. So notice what she does here. Oh, it's just a matter of fact DeSantis is divisive. What, because he believes in personal choice and freedom? That's divisive now? And then they just continue the big lie. The global pandemic we're facing. They'll repeat the big lie over and over and over until they believe it, until everybody believes it, which we never will because we're not stupid. But here you go.
Apparently more divisive than, say, Gavin Newsom or someone on the other side of the spectrum. See, what I would argue is that words like polarizing and divisiveness, they assume a normative baseline in which everybody agrees. Everyone in the tech industry agrees because they all come from a certain information bubble. And anyone who deviates from that orthodoxy is perceived as divisive. I would argue that there...
And pause it right there real quick, too, because you notice what he just said. He says these people come from a bubble. Sanjay Gupta is the perfect example if you take him at his word. He knew nothing of ivermectin. He knew nothing of vaccine side effects. He knew nothing of natural immunity. He knows none of this because he lives in a bubble or he's a liar. But that's what he's saying. He's saying these people live in a bubble. Continue.
There's a multiplicity of views, and you're not divisive just because you don't agree with the orthodoxy of Silicon Valley.
But why DeSantis over many of the other candidates who you could host fundraisers for? I mean, I know you're bullish on Florida, but DeSantis and Mayor Suarez, who was actually on the show earlier this hour, are on different ends of the spectrum.
I've donated to Suarez, too. But I like both of them. I like Suarez because he's been extremely welcoming towards the tech ecosystem in Miami. I think that's a smart strategy. I don't get why the politicians in San Francisco don't do that. I mean, they're killing the golden goose. In terms of why I like DeSantis, he was the first governor to stop these insane lockdowns. And, you know, he found the right policy on lockdowns, which was to stop them. And he did it despite an extremely hostile media. So I respect that. When somebody takes the right position on an issue, despite the hostility of the media, that's something I can really respect. That's why I support it.
No, you're not allowed to support somebody the media demonizes. You're not allowed to support someone that's not a Democrat. And if you do, you're divisive, because we said they're divisive. It doesn't matter, we lie about them all the time. And it doesn't matter that we want to run everybody's life. That's just what we do. You're divisive if you don't like it. And you should only do what we say. We're the liberals in charge of your life.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Bureaucracy is
just a lie. Alexandria Stein. Mr. Stein.
Yes?
U.S. City Council on September 2nd, 2001.
No, that's incorrect. That's incorrect.
That's in 2001. Therefore, you're not eligible to speak under our city council.
No, that's not me. Ladies and gentlemen of the city council, I'm here for a lot of reasons.
You signed
up. So let me get started. Not the governor. Not Don.
Please state your point of order.
When can I speak?
The city secretary said this gentleman has spoken before. He's outside of our rules.
So that is my guest, or it might be my guest. I'm not really sure. This is I believe a gender fluid individual here. So I got to make sure to handle this correctly. But Alex Stein is my guest. So I think we do have Alex Stein with us today. Who's also spoken at city council, not Alexandris or Alexandria Stein. That is his other gender identity. And so, you know, Alex, let me just start it off with this. Why is it that your right to be gender fluid is being denied? But if you were somebody else, I have a feeling that that would be considered a hate crime to deny Alexandria the right to speak that day. How do you make sense of this?
Well, this is how it works, is I lost my genitalia in a weightlifting accident. So I was encouraged to get the gender reassignment surgery in Haiti. And I did that under the guise that I thought it would, you know, help me out with job opportunities, with speaking at city council. But unfortunately, living a life as a trans person, Owen, is not easy. So for me, I think I'd rather just, I like to put on the suit and remember a time back when I still had my genitalia as a man.
So you're now a victim. You are now a victim of transphobia.
100%. And that's the problem is, you know, we live in a society where they're all hypocrites. Everybody's a hypocrite. Everybody wants to say they're inclusive. They're not. But we know, Owen, we can sit here, we can joke around all day about transphobia. But this is what I want to say to you. I'm such a fan of you. But what happened to you with January 6th is the biggest travesty in this entire country. The fact that they've weaponized our police force in order to be a domestic terrorist, like you're a domestic terrorist, like you're some Islamic terrorist, is the biggest travesty in the entire world. And I feel really sick that Donald Trump didn't bail you out or bail out the other people that got arrested. So I just want to say, as a fan of yours, thank you, because you're one of the biggest patriots I know. And for them to ever call you a terrorist is one of the most disgusting and incorrect labels, and more incorrect than when they call me a man when I'm really a woman. So that is
the
worst label.
Well, let's get serious here for a second. I appreciate those kind words. And I actually was first introduced to you with your last visit to city council when you broke down into hysteria about the abortion thing, which was just hilarious. That's how I was introduced to you. Your work is great, too. But I will just say this. I am in court tomorrow. It's a big day. I know a lot of people are praying for me. I'm not going to go much further into that, but just know I am in court for that tomorrow. And unfortunately, Trump is no longer in office, so there's not much he can do. He is speaking out about these political prisoners now. But if people want to continue to pray for me, that means everything. Big day in court tomorrow. I will have an update tomorrow afternoon. But Alex, let's get serious here, because here's the thing. I've often wondered when you're going to start seeing people as a political statement, say, okay, I'm going to be transgender and I'm going to be a golfer, or I'm going to be transgender and I'm going to be a basketball player, or I'm going to be a fighter, just to prove how ridiculous the whole thing is. And we've seen men fight women and crack their skulls in fights, and we've seen men play handball against women and dominate and basketball and all this stuff. But it seems like you're only allowed to do it if you have, if it's like they do, somehow they do like a background check. You're only allowed to do that if you're a good progressive liberal. But if you're not and you try to do it, all of a sudden you're bad. Caitlyn Jenner may be the wrong example, but I think the treatment of you is the perfect example. Where is the LGBTQIA plus Niner 62 tortoise dolphin? Where are they coming to protect you from the discrimination you faced?
I'm begging for Justin Trudeau to swoop in and save me. I mean, Justin Trudeau is the hero that I need. He's trying to be, you know, he loves two LGBTQQTIA S plus, and I agree with that. I love two LGBTQQ2 plus as well. So I'm just saying, it just sucks that we live in this world where our leaders are not standing up for us. And you know that. I mean, you know we live under constant tyranny, and right now we're under literal medical tyranny. And your boss, Alex Jones, has been calling that out for a long time. It just sucks. I don't want to come on here and be, you know, some baby back cage and say, you know, be a nihilist. Say that the world is a terrible place. But unfortunately, what is happening right now with these people getting this vaccine, and if you die within 2 weeks of it, they're not considered an unvaccinated death. We're just in the biggest nightmare possible. Where now, I tell my mom, she has a cough, I'm scared to make her go to the hospital. And I tell my mom, don't go to the hospital, stay at home. And can you believe we live in a nightmare now where I would tell my sick mother to stay away from a doctor because every single doctor is bought and sold by a multinational corporation, and that they don't even care, they have no soul? And that's the problem with America, is that we're run by multinational corporations, and these multinational corporations have a globalist viewpoint. They don't care about America. That's why they want all the Haitians in the world up here. That's why they want to destabilize the nuclear family and make everything transgender, because this is all part of the globalization of the world, so that they have more control. And sadly, until we're stopped being run by Pfizer and Moderna, we're going to live in a constant nightmare. You know that. I know that. It's just really sad.
You know, that's it exactly, though. That's why it's all about we the people, or the power of the people, because people have a soul, or I guess, you know, maybe most people, I don't know. But people, the idea is that people have a soul, so there's that human touch, whereas government bodies and corporations don't have a soul. There is no human touch. So railroading over humans, destroying people's lives, they have no problem with that. But why is it, is that why you kind of chose to do more of a humorous kind of approach to all this madness, because it's just so crazy that humor is the only way you try to get a word in?
Dude, look at your boss, Alex Jones. For what do you want to say about Alex Jones? Donald Trump is the greatest comedian in the world. Alex Jones is the number two comedian in the world. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that facetiously. He's funnier than Howard Stern. He's funnier than Jimmy Kimmel. Because you have to be funny, because that's the only way you break through the trauma-based mind control. You turn on CNN. There's a death scroller. How many people have died? There's an age of death. If you're a normal person plugged into the matrix and you're constantly under trauma-based mind control, the only way to break through that you know, thick-coated candy M&M peanut shell of your brain is with humor. Because, like I said, the trauma-based mind control has everyone under hypnosis. And the only way to break out of it is like when a hypnotist tells you to snap your fingers or make you laugh. You literally have to do that, because that's the only way to get through to these people. Because what the problem is, we are stuck. We get addicted to the cortisol release. So we read the ticker. We see somebody dies. And what that does is that, you know, creates this non-serotonin, this cortisol release that we get addicted to. So it's sad. So without the humor, I try to be serious. I try to, you know, try to wake people up. But this is the problem. I always make this point. Let me make this point real quick. A&W Hamburgers or A&W Root Beer, they try to get the hamburger business. Let me tell this story real quick, Ellen. They did a market survey, a worldwide survey. They wanted to compete with McDonald's. This is in the 80s. You can look this up. And what they did is they asked individuals what they thought was a better value, the quarter pounder burger for $4.99, or the third pounder burger for $4.79. And overwhelmingly, people picked the quarter pounder burger as a better value, because they didn't realize that a quarter pound is less than a third of a pound.
So we're dealing with people that don't have a full deck of cards that can't do a simple fraction. So that's the majority of people that we're dealing with. And that's why the only way to get through to these, lack of a better word, imbeciles is with humor, because they're using trauma-based mind control. So it's either or. Anything in the middle gets ignored.
I agree with what we're dealing with here. And I think, again, to me, it just exposes how... See, here's what it is. You're actually a smart guy, okay? You've probably never been diagnosed with a mental disorder. You're a smart guy, probably a high IQ, well-studied. But, see, the liberal leftist that pretends to be a man or pretends to be a woman or whatever that they do, we have already subconsciously accepted that they have a mental disorder. It's like you don't hit Arnie from Gilbert Grape. So we let them behave like clowns. We let them do all the craziness because we recognize that they have a mental disorder. But when you do it, oh, that's not allowed. You're not allowed to do it because you're actually somebody that has a high IQ and is actually smart. And we can recognize that and we can vibe with that frequency. So you're not allowed to be Alexandria. Only somebody that's a progressive liberal mental disorder is allowed to be Alexandria and then Alex the next day. Not you. Don't you know that?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Alex Stein is with us from his conspiracy castle. That's where you can find him on YouTube, Conspiracy Castle. A lot of good content there. And I want to know if Alex agrees with my analysis of the last segment. He's now brought his cat into the camera here. I'm not sure.
Conspiracy. Let me tell you something. When I have toxoplasmosis from dealing with the fecal matter, it's a parasite that goes into the brain, and it turns you into a cat. So here at the castle, we have plenty of cats. So, you know, this is I don't get to come on InfoWars all the time, so Kyle, say hi. Okay, back to what we were saying. Sorry, the cat was interrupting. I apologize, John.
Well, that's okay. We got to be open-minded. The animals have opinions, too. You know, climate change affects them, too. They probably need a COVID vaccine. But how do you...
Owen, let's talk about that. Climate change, that's the new thing. This is the problem. Okay.
No, wait. No, you hold it right there. I want you to respond. I want you to respond to my question. Because why is it that you can't go speak as Alexandria at a city council? You get arrested and kicked out of the city council. Why isn't that allowed? Why isn't that a hate crime against the LGBTQIA plus community? Where is the transgender community? Where is the gender fluid, gender conformity community? Why aren't they coming to your defense? Seriously, why do you think that is?
Because the rules don't apply to me because I don't follow the New World Order's agenda. And that's the thing, is they're all about agendas. It's like AOC was casted. You know, these people are literally, the people that they stand up for have to go through a casting process similar to a reality TV show. So any elected official is bought and sold, and now I got all this cat hair on me, is bought and sold like toilet paper by these political action committees. So no committee will stand up for me and my trans rights because I don't have the same viewpoints as a normal trans person would because I don't want to further the trans agenda. Because my trans was an accident, and it wasn't by choice. So that's why I think I'm a little different than liking the trans community as much, Owen.
That's exactly it. So it's really not even about the trans community or transgendered individuals. It's always about the political agenda. It always will be. It always has been. And so that is why you aren't allowed to speak as Alexandria. But if you were a good leftist, progressive, New World Order agent, then you would be, you'd be allowed to speak. And if they kicked you out, it'd be a national crime and a hate crime. And there'd be police investigating the entire thing. But because you're Alex Stein, no, you're not allowed to have the rights of the trans community. You're not allowed to have those rights.
And we know the hypocrisy is real, but that's just what we live in. I mean, we live in a world of complete hypocrites. So, you know, this is not surprising, but this is good. This is going to motivate me to troll them so much harder, Owen. I'm going to go at them so much harder, Mayor Johnson and them. I'm going to bullhorn him, you know, in Alex Jones style. You know, he's doing the BMW marathon is coming up soon. He's going to speak at that. So I'm going to go with the bullhorn and totally just annihilate him. So I'm actually happy. What it does is it just motivates me. It's like you when you got in trouble for dropping the Trump 1 banner at the Ranger Stadium. You know what I mean? It sucks getting these police involved, but it kind of motivates you to do it some more. This is why I hate to be an agent of chaos, but sadly, you kind of have to be a little bit because if you don't stir things up, people are just going to go with the status quo. And they're going to continue to be political correct, and we're just going to be on a slow-moving train to hell, and I think that's currently the direction that we're heading.
Well, it's like a fight. You know, it's like any fighter that gets in a fight. You get punched, you want to punch back, and so that's what's going on, I think, with your situation. But I think it's funny because apparently, and we'll move on to the climate after this, but I might as well bring this up right now. So there's a transgender police officer in the UK, and there is now a counterterrorism probe that has been launched after the trans police officer gets 2 million hate comments online. So they've launched a counterterrorism terrorism probe because a transgender police officer was being made fun of. But again, where's the probe? Where's the investigation into Alexandria Stein? having her rights denied to speak in front of city council. I see the two-tiered justice system continuing, and now you're a victim.
Well, you know, the thing is, and most of the times when there are, you know, hate like that, hate, look at that. I wouldn't mind if she...
Hi, now I'm Officer Mrs. Robinson.
And you know...
Bend over!
Well, I don't want to mislabel her. You know she did that so she can be, you know, the champion of the women's intramural police team. I mean, she's probably some sort of awesome basketball player. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna get a phone call now. Gonna get a phone call now. I'm now a part of the probe because I put that image on screen. You're right, though. She's now on the women's police force softball team, smashing dingers left and right.
Just MVP, just the, you know, the belle of the ball, literally, you know, wearing a dress after. But, you know, if you look at this whole, you know, the transgender agenda, and this is the one thing, I believe this sounds terrible, but it is based in a satanic origin of Baphomet. When you see Baphomet, it has the breasts and then it has like the male abs. So we like to, you know, joke about this, but if you actually ask a gay person, you know, I have gay family members, so they say the amount of people that are actually transitioning, that are either doing the gender reassignment or doing the puberty blockers from 1990 to now, in the past 30 years, is 10,000% of what it was in the years before. So what people don't realize is this is all social engineering. The acceptance, oh, you should be free, you should be yourself. Yes, you should be yourself. And yes, you should be eccentric. I'm eccentric. But the idea of putting an 11-year-old on puberty blockers, and then at 17 when they change their mind, they still have the genitals of an 11-year-old. So these people are sick. These parents want clout. We live in a world of social media where you can have a trans baby and get 10,000 likes on TikTok, and there are people sick enough to do it because those are the same people that do the Munchausen by proxy, or the same people that do, you know, what is it? I forget what's the syndrome where you make your kid sick, but that's literally what they do when you make your kid trans. You're literally making your kid sick, and that is what these people are doing because it has origins in paganism, Satanism.
And you're right, they do get clout from it. That's absolutely correct. So let me do this. I want to roll this ad. And I want to get your response to this ad. We'll talk climate when we come back on the other side. But I'm going to roll this ad. I'm not going to tell you what this is an ad for, but I want you to watch this, Alex. I want the audience to watch this. I want you to watch this ad as you're seeing it. Think, what is this an advertisement from? Or what is this an advertisement for? And it may surprise you when you find out. So here is a new advertisement. See if you can figure out what it's for as we play it. Clip 10. Your response.
Let me tell you something. That is the most well-made transgender, basically, I don't know how I got a donation. I'm not even live right now. I don't know how that came through. But that my response to that is that's the most well-made transgender porn that I've ever seen without being nude. And the reason they could...
Wrong! That is a home insurance ad.
Oh, that's not an ad for pornography. Oh, I thought that was...
No, that's literally a home insurance ad with what appears to be a cross-dressing, I guess, future transgender male pretending to be a girl. That's an insurance ad.
Well, this is the problem with that. If they could have done that with just a normal girl, it would have been a great commercial. They could have done a young girl. It would have been, you know, the same thing. Is that these artists, they think it's so funny and so cute to mock this little kid. And this little boy, he might not even, you know, he's probably so happy.
Hey, let life happen. Don't you know, all boys want to be girls. Just let life happen.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan. And that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price. We probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast, to get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Back here with Alex Stein. From the conspiracy castle built by cat hair. 100%. 100% organic cat hair, though, unvaccinated.
Yeah, these cats aren't going to vaccinate. I know I'm vaccinated. But I want to talk about this, a serious thing, because this is what's going on in the world with the infrastructure bill. This is just the Green New Deal. So what's happening with this whole entire COVID-19 scam, this is the whole thing. This has been a scam. They've been trying to do this with the swine flu, with Ebola. They love to use a viral disease. This is just the first year they had to do it for the election because they had to get Trump out of there. They had to create a viral disease. And then what happened was is people loved it. People love wearing the mask. I don't think they expected how much people would like it. I think they actually expected more people to fight back, especially in America. You see all over Europe they're having these big parades. I mean, these big protests. People are actually fighting for it. Here in America, people love the mask. You know, it gives all these people, these grocery store, you know, bag checkers. It gives them a.
Oh, it's the easiest virtue signal ever. That's why they love it. Yeah. It's the most effortless virtue signal they can ever have.
Dude, and that's the problem. They're addicted
But then they could even put, like, a gay flag on the mask, too. Now they're double virtue signaling, and it's just, oh.
Well, and everybody has low self-esteem, so they put on the mask, they can hide themselves. But the problem is most of our interpersonal communication is nonverbal. We're smiling, we're looking at people. So now everybody's just hiding, we're getting disconnected, and then you mix that with the internet. But this is the thing, is SARS is real. Like, I'm not saying COVID is what they say it is, but before COVID, people have died of SARS. There's Middle Eastern respiratory virus. We had heard about SARS and MERS. And there are such things as respiratory illnesses. But the reason is, the problem is, the average age of a coronavirus death is 81 years old. The average age in the United States is 78 years old. So you actually live 3 years longer if you were to die of COVID-19. And people are too stupid to realize that, because they like the mask, they like the restrictions, they like doing work.
No, that's like Sanjay Gupta on Joe Rogan, and maybe Gupta's just pretending to be ignorant of all this stuff. But this is a health expert, a doctor that goes on CNN, and Rogan is schooling him on all this stuff. So Gupta's either pretending to be ignorant, or he is truly ignorant.
Well, I don't know if he's that good of an actor, because he sounded like such an idiot on there. And, you know, he's going to say as little as possible. But the worst is Leanna Wynn. He's always with Leanna Wynn. She's the biggest New World Order advocate in the world. She was just with the bot. You saw her talking at the Boston bombing and worried about how her husband might have been at the finish line where the bomb exploded. And this is at the Boston bombing years ago. So she's been on their radar. She's been working with, you know, the Clinton Initiative group. She's always been a part of, like,
you should be the,
you know,
president of Planned Parenthood.
100%. And guess why she got kicked out of Planned Parenthood? Because she had an ideological difference that she had a miscarriage. And at Planned Parenthood, in their verbiage, you cannot say miscarriage because it's not a life. Any baby that gets aborted is never a life. Yes. And so that's why she actually, in her book, Lifelines, Leanna Wynn got fired. She got let go from Planned Parenthood because she kept on talking about her miscarriage. And you cannot say in Planned Parenthood, in their verbiage, there's no such thing as a miscarriage. It's just a non-birth. And so that's why ideologically she got fired from there. And she's an evil person. But at the same time, a lot of these people are puppets. It's like when I say the world's run by multinational corporations. If you become the CEO of Nabisco Cookies, you don't give a crap that Oreo gives everybody diabetes. You don't care that Coca-Cola, they don't care that their product kills people, because, you know, they don't have a soul. They just want to do whatever they can to keep their job, like all these politicians. It's all about, you know, self-preservation. And Leanna Wynn and Sanjay Gupta are the same. They're just going to repeat the same thing. They're going to say whatever the opposite of the conspiracy theorist is, and we know the term conspiracy theorist was created by the CIA during the JFK assassination to demonize people that are looking into the official story. So that's the problem, is these people are their bell cows. They're the people that they know are not going to go out of bounds because they're so programmed and they're so indoctrinated in their colleges and their 8 years of medical school that these people are never going to go out of bounds and say anything incorrect.
And I think it's just very revealing for people to see that. And they have to reach either one of the two conclusions. Either Gupta is ignorant on all of this, or he's just pretending to be ignorant on all this to fool the audience. Either way, it doesn't really go well for him. I know you also
Oh, and tell me this. How does a guy like Brian Stelter become the lead analyst at CNN? I mean, the guy is not attractive, has a terrible voice. You know, I mean, and Jim Acosta, the people
my voice?
And I'm just saying, they are the worst broadcasters. They're not even watchable. So just the fact that they put these people up, it's disgusting.
How dare you say that I have a funny voice? My voice is perfectly normal.
It's the lowest form of entertainment.
I'm 33 years old, and I look like I'm 50, and I sound like Elmo. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, and the fact that he's become so successful is just so sad. And he is the biggest champion for the New World Order on CNN. And it's just so sad. And that's the problem with all media now. It's all about intersectionality. If you don't check a box, you're not going to be able to be put on a screen. It's like, look at that Kamala Harris nightmare video where she has that space video with the little kids. There's no white boy. It's all, you know, it's all like an Asian Pacific kid, a black girl, you know, a Chinese kid. Because, you know, they can't show a representation unless it is of a...
video was so odd. Because I remember I watched the video and I didn't know what was going on at the time. I thought it was just the normal Kamala Harris antics. She's such a phony. It was just a normal Kamala Harris phonyism. And then it turns out, nope, these are all paid actors. YouTube is claiming that they're the ones that hired them. That may be a cover, because the same actors were in Michelle Obama videos as well. So I think it's a Democrat pool of actors that they pull them from. But it's like, how many of them, like you said earlier, how many of these politicians are actors? How many people in our government are literally actors?
Let me say this. Listen, Kamala Harris is my favorite person in the world because she should get raw-dogged by Montel Williams. So let me tell you something. This is what's going to happen. Joe Biden is going to step down, and then we're going to get my girl Kamala Harris, and it's going to be exactly like a Tyler Perry movie. It's going to be like Madea goes to the White House. And at that point, I think at that point, it actually might wake up somebody because it will be – because Joe Biden, as inept and how dumb he is, I think Kamala Harris is worse, actually, because she's even a bigger agent for the New World Order. So I'm not saying it's a good thing, but how Trump is saying, like, don't vote. It's because you got to let these people shoot themselves in the foot. You almost have to let them self-sabotage it. Give them the football so they can fumble it because they're not qualified to run the football. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I guess it's just a measurement of how bad do we want it to get or how bad are we going to let them make things. And we're starting to really get a taste of it, I think. And but you know, that's part of the real-world learning experience that you're talking about, because it's almost like this weird thing where it's like I can show people data on masks, or I can show people data on vaccines, or I can show people all the data in the world. It's not going to change their mind. But then, they get a vaccine that causes them to have a stroke or Guillain-Barré or their aunt to die. Then they learn from the real world experience. It doesn't matter. I already told them that would be the case. They had to learn it for themselves.
Oh, and they say that it causes myocarditis in young people, and it especially affects young people. And Gavin Newsom is mandating it for 5 to 11-year-olds. And I know we're just beating a horse to death because you and I both know this, and no amount of evidence will convince an idiot. But these people are sacrificing their kids like people used to sacrifice their children to Moloch, and they don't even realize it. And you're right. The only way they're going to realize the stove is hot until they touch it and they burn their hands, sadly. And that's why the VAERS report, they can see the VAERS report, and even though a lot of stuff doesn't get reported, all this information's out there, and they've seen it, but they've all chosen not to believe it. That's where we're at in this pandemic. People have all seen both sides, and they're just choosing to stay on the side where they don't have to think, where people will choose for them, because everybody is basically a moron, sadly.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss for only so long, and going along with all this stuff, what you think it may be for your own political benefit, you're going to learn the hard way that it's not. Whether it's you're going to the store and there's no food on the shelves, whether it's you getting home from work and you can't turn the heat on, it's all they're going to experience all of it, which is just sad. I don't want it to be that way because I'm going to have to live through it with them. But I guess if that's what it takes for them to wake up and we can take the world back from these heartless, soulless world government corporations, then I guess that's what it's going to take.
Well, this is how it works, Owen, is they lay the trap out and we decide whether to fall in it. And even though things are going to get in, we're going to see man-made horrors beyond our belief. But as long as we don't fall for the traps, as long as we choose not to fall for the, you know, play their reindeer games, we can actually stay unharmed. I firmly believe that because these people aren't good. We're dealing with George Bush. This isn't Prescott Bush. This is the autistic grandchildren of these New World Order leaders. So like I said, these people are going to butt fumble the ball like Mark Sanchez or like any other imbecile that just inherited the world and that aren't actually, you know, ready to control it. And you look at Hillary Clinton, she's going to be gone soon. Then we got Barack and Michelle Obama. These people are going to mess up. Oh, and I promise you,
Hillary won't go away. Well, I got news on Hillary today. Hillary will, she refuses to go away, this wench. All right, but let's get into this because you said something there. We got to go to break here, Alex. You said something. I want to get you to go further into this. We're going to see hellacious man-made horrors in the near future. I agree. I want to hear your opinion on that. Folks, COVID was man-made. The pandemic was man-made. Imagine what they have next.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Asking the crew if that's an actual Tesla quote. I thought they were pulling a quick one because that's what Alex said in the last segment, but this is apparently a real quote from Tesla. You may live to see man-made horrors beyond your comprehension. Well, yeah, we've already seen COVID made in a lab, which somehow that detail gets left out of all the government approaches towards the COVID tyranny and the policies. By the way, again, I just say this as an aside because it's just wild. Declassified FBI documents claim that Nikola Tesla was in communication with space people. So I don't know what is meant by that, but just a little something for you to chew on if you want to go down that route. But so, you know, Alex, I'll just say this. I had been telling people about man-made weather phenomenons for years, and they would call me crazy. I'd say, look up in the sky. I mean, what do you – don't believe your own lying eyes. These lines in the sky aren't natural. And then I went. They had a public hearing in Texas – that the people that do the man-made weather phenomenons, and I forget that, you know, they have cloud seeding and they have different terms for it, and they say it's to control rain or help crops. And I went to the whole meeting. I live streamed it. It was about 3 hours long. I even got to talk to the scientists and the people that do it. And they said, and I said, you know, people tell me this doesn't exist. What would you have to say? They said, yeah, it absolutely exists. What do you mean? Here's the official documents. So it's the weirdest thing. It's like, I know this is going on. I can prove that it's going on. And people still don't want to admit it, just like that COVID was made in a lab. So what do you think we're going to see? What inexplicable, uncomprehendable, man-made phenomenons do you think we're going to see next to bring us into a one-world government tyranny?
Well, it starts with this. After the false flag attacks on 9/11, we signed the Patriot Act, which gave them warrantless search and seizure of our phones and emails. So what's going to happen next is they're going to have to do, first it's going to happen an internet breakdown. When Facebook goes out for 6 hours, people, you have soccer moms blowing their brains out. So all they have to do is turn off the internet for a few hours and all infrastructure will go out. You know, oh, we won't be able to get trains, nothing will work. So people say, oh, we got to have a system, the internet of things. So we have constant internet. So that's why the 5G, so no way you can lose internet. And what's going to happen is that's going to give us the Patriot Act 2.0, and they're going to have warrantless search and seizure of your text messages, of your browser history, of every single thing you do, and you're going to sign up for it. You're going to be, oh, I got the Patriot Act 2.0, and then I got free Krispy Kreme donuts for doing it. It's all good. And everybody's going to do it, and that is going to be a man-made horror, because what they're going to say is, oh, climate change is so bad. From the cloud seeding, you can pay to have your wedding not have rain, because they can use this technology to, you know, either cloud seed or de-seed a cloud, I guess they call it. So what they're going to do is they're going to use the climate change to lock us in our houses, and they're going to use our phones as the prison. So for you and I mean, at that moment, I don't think I'm going to follow those rules. I'm going to leave my house. But it's going to be much worse than that. I'm just saying, for you and I, that will be the worst man-made horrors that we're going to see very soon. The idea of this infrastructure bill was all put in so that they can put us under constant surveillance, and they can tax us per mile on our car. So that this whole COVID-19 thing was just a beta testing program. Because look at Australia, look at these other countries where they're even more psycho about it. You know, they didn't know how crazy they're going to be about it. They're just going to see how it worked. So when they do the climate change lockdown, they know who's going to kick back, which countries are going to be the biggest pain in the ass. And that's what's going to be the new issue. I'm telling you, Owen, that is going to be the nightmare. When you can't drive in your car and they turn it off, that's why all the electric cars, all the digital currency, you won't be able to shop. You'll be on a no-fly list. You literally will not be able to move. And if you do, a tracker will go off on your phone. So it's literally George Orwell's 1984, and there's a reason they all knew about that. They learned about it in Tavistock, and everything they wrote about in those books you know how to read in school is sadly is going to come true, where everybody's on an antidepressant to try to numb the pain of living under constant technocracy terror.
And the craziest part about that, they'll be watching our fellow humans not see what's going on. Like you said, they'll celebrate it. They'll celebrate their free donut. They'll celebrate whatever it is they're told, whatever little giddy kitty bag that they're given. Like they're part of something good, something bigger, and they won't see how they're just being totally enslaved. And we're just going to sit here and watch it all in shock and horror. And it's like, hey, we tried to warn you this was happening. And they'd be like, what? This is great. What do you mean? You warned us. This is the most fantastic thing ever. It's like, how can you not see this was man-made? But yeah, if they can't see how COVID was man-made, then they'll just believe anything.
Well, and Owen, you look like, I'm not really worried about martial law more than the division they're going to cause in a race war, or they're just dividing us so much so where, listen, I love everybody. I'm a culture vulture. I love the black culture, but sadly, like, there's videos where I'll go to, like, all black parties, and, you know, the black people are looking at me like I'm an enemy, because that's all the social engineering. So this is the problem. This is the man-made horror we're going to see. I don't necessarily think there's going to be some civil war in the streets, because I think that would get shut down pretty fast, but you're going to have a world where you can't even they're going to create segregation is coming back. We already see it in non-vaccinated and vaccinated. So it's going to get so deep where we're going to actually be segregated, I believe, in almost different districts. Like, you'll live in Texas because that is more conservative. You'll live in L.A. And it'll be so strong that you won't even be able to live in your society ideologically. If you don't align with the same ideas as the state you live in, you will have to move. That's how intense things are going to get. And for you and me, I think that's going to be a total man-made horror. And I don't think it would be very long with the internet going out where people would start killing each other in the streets, as sick as that is.
And of course, the real thing won't be about, somebody can't get on Facebook, or somebody, you know, can't send a tweet out or whatever. Like you said, it's going to be, the trains are shut down, the airplanes are shut down, the energy is shut down, everything's shut down because of the internet. And who knows, they'll blame Russia. I don't think they still want to do Middle East terrorists as the boogeyman anymore. I think that thing's kind of gone its way. So they'll either blame Russia or they'll have an operation. They'll blame China.
Well, let me say this. People want to say systemic racism doesn't exist, but I can prove that systemic racism does exist because they're unfairly. They used to go after the Muslim terrorists. I think it was Last Action Hero. In order to use, you know, a lot of the military stuff, they wanted to do, like, Chinese terrorists, and they said, no, you have to do Muslim terrorists. But now they're going after white guys like you. You are the new domestic terrorist. They're systematically racist towards white people. The FBI is, because now they're done by all these wokeism and all this intersectionality, that now they are actually going after people that are literally white, and they're literally racist, reverse racism. And that's real. I don't know how you can tell me any difference when you think
No, you're absolutely right. And they look at it
as it's like a veil of protection. It's like a hedge of protection against them. It's like, look, I'm against white people. I hate white people. See, I'm a good person. That's what they look at it. It's like they could be the worst person on earth, biggest criminal, totally corrupt government politician, whatever, FBI. But, oh, they hate white people? Then they must be good.
I know, and it's, I mean, the demonization of white people right now is so strong. You can't even watch, like, you know, the media has always been using social engineering, but now every commercial, I mean, every McDonald's commercial has never had a white guy in it, but you're just coming in a day and age where you literally turn on a car insurance commercial and it's a transgender girl. I mean, we are living in the clown world. You know that. I know that. And sadly, I don't know when people are going to break out of it because we've said this already. No amount of evidence can convince an idiot of what's really going on.
Well, it's sad because they're going to go through so much torture with all of this. Right now it's with the vaccines that are getting them sick and with the shutdowns that they're all involved in. I mean, I feel bad. Like, I got stories today I'm going to cover later on the War Room of just all these people dying from the vaccine, and it's just like, oh, well, we're still going to mandate it. I mean, if they mandated a leg amputation, would you do that too?
Oh, and how stupid are people? They say we're in the worst part of a pandemic, and I do believe the hospitals are full, and now they're firing healthcare workers. If we were in a real pandemic, do you think we could afford to fire healthcare workers? No, but people are so dumb. That's why all these hospitals in Houston are letting go of their whole staff. And I do believe we know people are getting messed up from the vaccine. We know young people are getting myocarditis at a rate that we've never, ever seen. And then Pfizer comes out with the first ever blood thinner for children. I mean, they had this planned all along. Alex talked about this. Everybody had talked about this, the mandatory vaccines. And now their plan worked. So it's on to the next one. And this is what they love. The TikTok nurses, the dancing, these healthcare workers, this is the problem. Is they need it to be as bad as possible because that gives them as much clout. That gives them the most respect. So the worse it is, the better they look. So they're always going to encourage the chaos. They're always going to make you make the selfie videos with the mask marks on their face. Like, oh my God, today was so bad. We lost an unvaccinated patient and his family was crying about him. If he just would have been vaccinated, he'd live, which is the farthest thing from the truth. They actually just came out with a study. It was the front page of Daily Mail. One out of every 25,000 that have been vaccinated dies of COVID. And I believe it's a much higher number than that. So they even tell you these numbers, and people still believe that vaccines are safe and effective when, listen, Owen, you and I both know almonds are not safe and effective for everyone. Peanuts are not safe and effective for everyone. If you went to a baseball game and you gave some kid a peanut and he had a peanut allergy, he would die. So you cannot tell me a vaccine with mRNA technology made from aborted fetal cells that somebody's not allergic to that. So that's the problem. As soon as they say it's safe and effective for everyone, you know it's a lie because there's no panacea that works like that, if an almond doesn't even work like that.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much anything I see from mainstream media I count as a lie until it can be proven true. Alex Stein, Conspiracy Castle, great to have you on today. And, you know, we should probably have you back on. It was a wonderful hour, and I need to look more into your content as well. You're a master-level troll, I think, and so we may have something in common there.
Yes, we are. I would love to ever create some content. I'll come down to Austin. I'll do anything. And one last thing I want to say, RIP Rob Skiba. He was a great guy, geocentrist. I just want to say RIP. We lost a good man. And thank you for letting me come on. And you are a true patriot, Owen. Anybody that says you're not a patriot, anybody...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.